Recovery happens at the speed of relationships, empowering a community-led recovery. The Zone Captains program is a peer-to-peer network empowering the voices of fire survivors and connecting them to resources. Our weekly meetup continues to be a place for emotional support and sharing for survivors. As we build toward a community-led recovery for our valley, more info is available at www.zonecaptains.org. We want to share two recent stories of our boots on the ground success. The first story is Zone Captains provide priceless information to a senior. A 65-year-old woman who has had major health challenges owned her home outright in a mobile home park. Because it was an older home, she was insured for its $30,000 value. Her Social Security pension paid for all her expenses, and she was set for retirement. After the fire, the owner of her mobile home park required new homes to be installed, which are five times the original cost. She cannot afford to rebuild there. This woman is now living in an RV without proper water hookups at her daughter's rental house. Through her Zone Captain, this woman received information about a forgivable loan program that is now pending, which will enable her to bridge the cost between her insurance payout and the cost of a new home. Because of her health challenges, she rarely checks email and appreciates a direct phone call to get information. The direct peer-to-peer support of her Zone Captain enabled her to get vital information and start the process to get her back into stable housing. The second article is getting a fire survivor the right resources at the right time. Regina Boykins is a fire survivor and small business owner who lost her shed to fire, and her primary residence was made unlivable by smoke damage. She was uninsured at the time of the fire due to COVID-related financial challenges. Since the fire, she has been living in the back room of her business without a kitchen or bathroom facilities. The Zone Captains program connected this woman with Cascade Builders Association, a nonprofit that is helping with small construction and remediation projects for fire survivors. The last time her Zone Captain connected with her, the Cascade Builders Association had done smoke remediation on her mobile home, accessed supplies through Habitat for Humanity, and were scheduling a time to rebuild her shed. Because of her ongoing work with the Zone Captains program, this woman will be able to move back into her home much sooner than she would have without them.